This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 705. You can only listen to so many episodes, and today's episode should be at the top of your list. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
Today, a listener asks us how to use the phrase, I can only blank so much, or I can only blank so many. Find out exactly how to use this advanced structure to connect smoothly with natives.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, Michelle? What's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty good. And, you know, I'm ready to be done because we've been recording for a couple hours now and we can only record so many episodes in one day. You know, I mean, how many can we do?
A million. You know,
we've been having fun today. Yeah, we've been having fun anyways. But I mean, at some point, my voice is going to stop working.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, and I've been going around to the gym a lot lately. I know I've been telling you that, but I can only go there so much, right?
So much. Yeah, but it sounds like you're taking a variety of classes. Like you're doing what, yoga? What else?
Yoga. I did a Pilates.
Wow.
I'm doing an abs class. Yeah.
I bet you're feeling that. I mean, exercise, it's true. It's been proven out there in the world of science that exercise delivers all kinds of benefits. You know, the what was that word? Endorphins. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Are you feeling that when you leave the gym? Are you feeling better?
I'm super happy. No, I mean, yeah, I think so. I think I've been sleeping better. So that's nice.
That's great. I love that. That's awesome. Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe our listeners got a hint at what we're going to be talking about today. It's a particular kind of grammar structure or a sentence mm-hmm. structure that's going to make mm-hmm. you guys sound so super fluent and cool when you use it. And we can thank one of our listeners for asking this really good question. But first, I want to remind you guys, if you are taking the IELTS exam this year or next year, you want to go over right now. Don't waste any time. Go over, subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. You're going to get some incredible tips on how to raise your score above a 7. Okay, cool.
Perfect. All right. So should I read the question?
Yeah, why don't we just dive into it?
All right, here we go. Hello, Lindsay and Michelle. I am Sue. I have been listening to your podcast for nearly 3 years now, and I'm always grateful for you too. You always make me giggle when you tackle interesting things and start throwing in funny experiences and examples. Such a light way to learn. I feel like I am becoming a well-rounded person just by listening and learning from all the episodes. It is amazing that you focus on connection, rather than perfection too.
Yeah. Okay. Connection, yes. Not perfection.
There we
yes.
go. Thank you so much for your hard work. Well, thank you. That was very sweet of you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Such nice feedback. Yes.
It is. Okay. By the way, I would like to ask this question. I can only blank so much. What are the other examples related to this expression, and how are they used in a sentence? I hope you would consider these topics on your upcoming episodes one at a time. Thank you. So much love from Singapore. That is a great question.
Really nice. I love this question because this is one of the sentence structures, guys, that's really going to, I mean, speaking of IELTS, I'm sure that this would be a really nice sentence structure that would push up your speaking score. I mean, this will make your colleagues look at you like you really understand the language and you can connect with them, which is what we want to do, what our goal is here, right? So I'm excited to go into this, Michelle.
Oh, absolutely. Great question.
Are you still there?
I'm here. Can you?
Okay, good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. Awesome. So, well, what are these expressions? When we say, I can only blank so much, or earlier in the episode, Michelle, we said we can only record so many episodes.
Right.
Or I can only, work out so many hours. I mean, what are these all about, these phrases, these sentence structures? What are we talking about on a basic level?
These are about limitations, right? So how much you can fill in the blank with a verb, right? So how much you can do, see, eat, drink, cry, right?
Yeah, exactly. And an example is I can only eat so many vegetables. We can also use it about certain number of things, right? Can only record so many episodes. So it's, we can use countable or uncountable nouns here, right? But that's okay. So we're going to show you guys an example. We're going to make this very concrete, very fast here. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this example, like I can only exercise so much. What am I saying? Actually, it's interesting because, I didn't think we were going to be talking about the gym so much when I wrote this episode.
That's so funny. It's so natural.
I know. So what am I saying when I say I can only exercise so much?
Yeah, you're saying there's a limit to the amount of exercise that you can do, right? So you don't specify that amount, but you're saying that it will run out eventually.
Yeah, this is not about saying X number of hours or X number of miles to run. It's about emphasizing that you have a limit, okay? And what would be another way to say that same thing, Michelle?
Okay, at a certain point, I max out on exercise. Ooh, I never... You say that?
I do. I say that. Yeah, that's my personal phrase. But yeah, so again, a lot of English comes down to personal choices.
Yeah.
So I do say it in a very casual way.
That's interesting.
Sometimes I max out on yoga. Like if I do four times a week of yoga, it's too much. I max out on it.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I guess I do hear that sometimes. Maybe I'll say it for fun.
And another one would be at a certain point, I can't exercise anymore.
Right. Absolutely. I like that.
Yeah, but when we use this original structure that our listener brought up, I can only exercise so much, it's just very it's kind of a shortcut, it's kind of natural, sounds kind of cool, sounds kind of native, guys. So we know that's what you want, so let's plug it into your language, guys, here, okay?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How do you know what words natives actually use? Get the 100 most common phrases in English. Go to allearsenglish.com/100.
All right, here we go. Okay. Let's try the role play. Lindsay, how is your new diet and exercise program going?
Well, Michelle, the trainer put together a whole diet plan for me, but I'm kind of falling off the wagon.
Oh, that's too bad. I know what you mean, though. It's not easy.
Yeah, I mean, I can only eat so many bowls of quinoa and carrots before I start to crave a donut.
That's so funny. Well, what's your plan? Are you going to stick with this or try another strategy?
Geez, I don't know. I'm starting to max out on this. Maybe I'll try Weight Watchers.
Okay.
It's not true, luckily. But I have heard that Weight Watchers works. I've known people that have tried Weight Watchers in the past, and I've heard it does work.
Well, I mean, I guess it's more about you can eat what you want, but you're not limiting yourself on a lot of things. It's just about the amount of food you eat.
Yeah, that's huge. Portion control. I know when I moved to Japan, like I probably lost 15 pounds in that year and a half that I was there because wow. The portions are just smaller. They're more reasonable, you know, and you share more dishes. When you go to the izakaya, you have all these dishes in the center and you share them and you don't come home like stuffed. You know?
Yeah. So,
anyways, all right, let's go through how we use these structures. So what did I say first, Michelle?
Well, you said, yeah, I mean, I can only eat so many bowls of quinoa and carrots before I start to crave a donut. I love that. Yeah. So you said, I can only blank, right? A verb, so many bowls of quinoa.
Yeah, exactly. And if we want to use this as an uncountable, in an uncountable way, a non-count, we could say, I can only eat so much quinoa. Okay.
Right.
So it's not about many and much. You can fill in both guys. Don't let that throw you off.
We
have probably other episodes. If you're worried about count and non-count nouns, you can probably come back to allearsenglish.com and type in much and many, and you could find something there. But let's go back to the structure. So again, yeah, I mean, I can only eat so many bowls of quinoa and carrots before I start to crave a donut. Good line, right?
Right. I love it. Yeah. And then the next one was, you said, geez, I don't know. I'm starting to max out on this. Maybe I will try Weight Watchers. So what are you maxing out on? You said this.
Yeah, like I'm hitting my limit when it comes to, I guess it's how rigid this plan is, you know, how repetitive it is with the quinoa and carrots. I'm just eating them all the time, eating that bowl all the time. I'm getting tired of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a couple different ways to say it. This was a very casual, common conversation, I think.
Right. Definitely. I like it. And there was a bonus phrase in there, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, because when I was writing this role play, I thought of the phrase to fall off the wagon. That was the first thing that came to mind. But then I thought, I don't really know what that means. Like, what does it mean? So I looked it up and the dictionary says it's when you go back to drinking alcohol in large quantities after having abstained from it for a while. But nowadays, the expression is used to refer to resumption of any bad activity, drugs, smoking, overeating. So meaning you fall off the wagon, you go back to eating your donuts. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good expression. I definitely hear that one.
Yeah. I love this. So this is so on point for our topics today. I mean, neither of us are really trying to lose weight. We don't really have problems there, but we like to stay active. You know, it's important. Like just the way you feel, you know, when you're finished exercising is so nice. So good.
Yeah.
So good for the body. Yeah.
Yeah. You start to look forward to it and feel like you need to do it rather than it's a chore.
Oh, yeah. No. Like if I go a couple days without going for a run or doing something active, I start to get kind of cranky, actually.
Oh, wow. I'll get there soon. I'm still on the upwards, you know.
You're on track, Michelle. It's all good.
But yeah, it's always good when you get to that point where you like really want to do it.
Yeah, totally.
I'm on my way.
That's
anyway.
What it's all about. Yeah. So thanks to our listener today for sending in this question. Again, guys, go ahead and start experimenting. The only way to make connections with people, with natives, is to experiment with these structures, these new vocabulary words, new grammar structures. So go ahead and try this. Give it a try and come back to the blog. Let us know how it went.
Perfect. All right. Okay. Awesome. Thank you for the question. And that was a lot of fun, Lindsay.
All right, Michelle. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Get back to your quinoa.
Yeah, right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.